Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, happy hump day, everybody. If Dish Nation is what you came for, well, congratulations, you found it.
That's right.
You're here, baby. Big show lined up for y'all today. We got the list for the top five richest players in the hip-hop game, and the number one person is not who you think it is. Mm. And David Beckham, everybody loves him, especially you ladies out there.
Yes.
Well, his acting debut was out there, and he might want to bend that back just a little bit. Don't know if that's ready to come out the oven yet, but something we do want to see is our people out there in L.A., Heidi, Frank, and Eric with Taquan.
Well, if what you came for is a story about bad blood, you're in the right place because it looks like Calvin Harris is coming for
Taylor
Swift.
Here we go.
Oh, hey, don't put the pause there
again.
That's a big pause.
Okay, he's coming for Taylor Swift in an artistic way because I guess he's working on an album right now, and that album is called Funk Wave Bounces Volume 1, so there's probably going to be more, but he's working with Katy Perry on this album. Now, as you know, Taylor Swift dated Calvin Harris. Calvin, that did not end well, and Perry's been feuding with Taylor Swift.
Aren't they sworn enemies, Katy Perry?
Yes, he also reached out to another enemy of hers, which is Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. Oh, no, he didn't.
Nicki. Yo, Calvin, what's good?
Messy.
And also, Frank Ocean.
Oh, no. So when did men become so petty?
Yeah.
This is petty.
It is. This is going to be the shadiest album ever.
Only thing missing is a verse from Kanye.
Throw John Mayer in the mix. Everybody's heads will explode.
Have Jake Gyllenhaal do something special. I mean, he's not a singer, but what the hell? Bring him by.
Can we get some spoken word from Tom Hiddleston?
Well, since we're already talking about her, a lot of people have been asking, where has Tay-Tay been?
Yeah, we haven't seen Taylor Swift in a while. I never even thought about it until we're just now talking about it.
Well, you can look on the cover of Us Weekly right now because they want to know the exact same thing. The cover of Us Weekly says, Taylor, why she disappeared. Hmm. And evidently, she said that she got the sense from her fans that she was a little overexposed.
Yeah,
plus, she's gone through two really public breakups, and they say that she's taking some advice from her good buddy Ed Sheeran, who decided to step away from the spotlight a little while, so that's exactly
that's
what
very,
she's doing.
Very, very smart.
Yeah, but guys, y'all are forgetting, this is not why Taylor is overexposed, because of her personal life. Do y'all not remember this girl has a 24-hour channel, all Taylor Swift, all day, 24/7.
But did anybody subscribe to it?
No. So now she's acting like she's got to go into hiding.
Well, moving on, let's talk about Gabby Sidibe. She's out there getting to it. She's still on Empire doing a great job. Now, she was on The Talk the other day, and she got very candid about the weight loss surgery she had last year.
Okay.
So, but in the months right after the surgery, she kept it really private, and she was filming Empire, and this happened.
I didn't tell anybody on Empire because, like, it was like, you know, it wasn't a secret. It just, like, was private. And, like, and while, okay, so, like, people who I work with were like, you're shrinking, and you're, you know, what are you doing? And I'd just be like, snorting coke.
Oh, man, I love her spirit. She's just so bubbly, and she jokes about everything. I love that.
But, you know, it is interesting to know when, like, you know, like, you know, followed up with a question with her about that, like, hey, you doing coke?
All right. Well,
she's in Hollywood.
And my first big Hollywood party that I went to, I heard people going, hey, the candy's here. Just so you know, the candy's in the other room.
The candy's
here. And I was new to Hollywood, so I go, ooh, candy.
Are there Twizzlers?
And everybody's got their face in lines of coke.
It's like a normal thing. I feel like I've seen that in like a movie.
It is like a movie. Like those bougie LA parties, they walk around with trays of anything you need.
Really?
Really?
So, Eric, how did you react when you realize it wasn't, like, you know, Sweet Tarts?
Disappeared for a while and came back really excited.
he's been on a bad Skittles trip for about 10 years now. LA's going to break off right now, but when we come back, we're going to have a story about a couple that showed up to a prom in a coffin.
What?
Yeah, you don't want to miss that. So see you in a bit, Atlanta.
Take it out. All right, y'all, next up, Forbes just released his top five list of the richest people in hip-hop for 2017.
Okay, okay. Whoa. Who got that dough?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, coming in at number five at the ripe old age of 30 is none other than Drake, who is worth an estimated $90 million.
Nice. All right, Drake.
That's nice.
The panda is killing him.
I know when that hotline blinks.
Okay.
Moving on, number four is the Birdman. He is reportedly worth $110 million. And most of that he owes to Lil Wayne. I'd be rich if I didn't pay any of my bills.
I know.
Anyway.
Let's start doing that.
So, as we move into the top three, Dr. Dre is worth an estimated $740 million.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people thought he made it to the billionaire mark because of the money he made with Beats, but he's not quite there yet, but he's on his way.
Very close.
And that's number three, $700
million? $740 million.
Wow.
Every dollar counts.
Hip-hop is a new career. Let me rap.
You'll be dope.
Yeah, shoot. Let me get up in there. Oh, well, Brett, you ain't gonna encourage me to rap, girl.
Well, Evelyn, I shade on the list.
Get a album, girl.
Where's
I got this.
What would your rap name be?
P. Diddy.
You're gonna get sued.
It ain't copywritten.
It totally is.
I don't know that.
It's his actual
Everybody calls me P. Diddy.
Jay-Z holds down the number two spot with $810 million just by himself.
Really? No, that's not including Beyonce money up
in
there.
At all. That's all Jay-Z. So let's talk the pole position.
Puff Daddy.
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy, girl.
Well, if you guess P. Diddy, my friends, you are right.
Yeah.
He holds down the number one spot at $820 million, which is $10 million more than Jay-Z.
And I guarantee you, they're not documenting all of his money, so he's probably a billionaire.
Why would you even say that? Are you trying to get Diddy audited?
Hell no.
Uh-huh, because she want his name. She want to be P. Diddy.
I want to be P. Diddy.
All right, y'all. Up next, David Beckham is set to make his first major big screen debut this weekend in King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. They just released the first clip of him from the film, and people are currently dragging him on Twitter. But personally, it might not be that bad.
Really?
David Beckham can't do no wrong, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Let's take a look.
All right, where'd you want me?
Bouncing on my knee. Where'd you think I want you? Hands on the hilt, stupid.
Judge anything off of.
He did amazing. Strong J, David Beckham. You did great. We love you.
Legend of the Sword, huh? I'm here for it.
Sword? You say a W? Sword?
No letter left behind. You know what? That would probably make a great movie to take your moms to for Mother's Day.
Could be.
And speaking of Mother's Day, we got our Dish Nation Mother's Day contest underway right now, which means we're giving away $500 a day all week long. And we'll announce yesterday's winner in just a second, but here's a quick little reminder for those who forgot how the contest works. So, in honor of Mother's Day, each day we'll give you a phrase that every mom has said at one time or another, and all you gotta do is finish the phrase with your own funny twist.
Right.
Funniest answer wins. It's simple as that. Now, yesterday, the phrase was, Mama says, don't sit so close to the blank or you will blank. So needless to say, it was kind of tough to decide who was going to win the money, but Tuesday's winner is, drum roll please, Jeffrey Chuck.
Yeah.
Check out what he wrote, y'all. He wrote, don't sit so close to the fireplace with that cheap ass weave, baby, or you'll end up like your daddy when he fell asleep with that relaxer in his head.
What the?
Oh, all right.
All right. Really?
For that.
Give
congratulations,
us a paragraph.
Jeffrey Chuck.
Yeah, right, that was a novel.
This show
was good. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
You got $500 for that.
And kind of savage. I like it.
Well, there's still more opportunities for people to win. There are three more chances to win $500 this week, and here's your one for today.
Uh-oh.
It is, Mama says, blank your blank before you go to bed. What you got, Gary?
Mama said, brush your teeth before you go to bed.
Your teeth are teeth, like a cow.
No, your teeth. Your teeth that you chew in.
Oh.
Well, all right, Gary. You set the bar right here.
Yeah.
You just need y'all to do better.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is head over to dishnation.com/mama says contest. Fill in the blanks and make us laugh, and we'll announce the winner on tomorrow's show. Just remember, you gotta enter by midnight West Coast time. Because who doesn't want $500, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
All right, baby, coming up, it's been 15 years, honey, since Madonna has acted in a movie on the big screen. But, honey, we'll tell you who is shading the hell out of her, honey, for trying to act in the first place. Stay tuned.
Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, where the grand diva of Broadway, Miss Patti LuPone, has spoken.
Yes,
baby, she's spoken, bitch, honey. Now, you know Miss LuPone, honey, she originated the role of Ava Perot in the musical Evita on Broadway, honey, and she won the Tony for her performance.
Yeah, okay.
Well, guess what, honey? Well, baby, Miss LuPone was on Watch What Happens Live last night, and Andy asked her what she thought of Madonna's performance in the movie version of Evita, and here's what she said.
Evita.
I saw, I believe it was Buenos Aires, and I thought it was a piece of Madonna is a movie killer. She's dead behind the eyes. She cannot act her way out of a paper bag. She should not be on in film or on stage. She's a wonderful, you know, performer for what she does, but she is not an actress. Bang.
Okay.
Why don't you bite your tongue a little bit?
Somebody get this woman a housewives peach.
Right. Okay. Y'all can't tell me when Madonna stood on that balcony and did her arms up like this, that I felt Evita-ness.
But she was singing, though. Like she was in her comfort zone.
But you know what I think, if I'm correct? Madonna put her name in her song Vogue. She said Greta Garbo, Eva Perón.
It's not in Madonna's song.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
You should know Vogue. I'm ashamed of you.
Don't say it loud. The queen's going to throw me out the sorority.
I didn't even say it.
Kick him out.
I mean, so there's been some speculation, and I think we could pretty much now confirm the new hip-hop power couple.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, it consists of Nicki Minaj and Nas.
Yes!
Or as I like to call them, Nicki Minaj.
I love it.
I love it, too.
Yeah. I love that name. Yes, this is just love.
It's been word on the street for a minute that Nicki and Nas were together, and like last night, everything like reached a fever pitch when Nicki Instagrammed a photo of the two of them at his New York restaurant looking real cozy with the caption, "Only kings recognize queens." Sweet chick life has the best food. Congrats, Nas.
Let me tell you something. I am rooting for her because if it's not me, then I'm gonna root for you, girl. I love this. And guess what?
What?
If you look really close in the picture, they're wearing the same chain. This is damn near like getting proposed to and basically being married. When you're in hip hop and wear the same chain, you damn go together.
Yep. They're cute together. I love
this. It don't seem real to me. It just does not seem real.
What don't seem real?
Why?
Stop being a hater, Gary. Don't do that.
It doesn't seem real.
Why, Gary? Why?
She just got out of Meek Mill's band. She already in this man's band.
No,
it's been a while.
It ain't been that long.
It's been long enough.
Her and Nas had chemistry way before the Meek Mill thing happened.
Now, this is the upgrade.
This is the new Brangelina for black people.
Yeah.
This is hip hop Brangelina. Baby.
But look what happened to them.
At least they had 10 years in.
Thank
but these
you.
Girls ain't got a weekend yet.
Okay, don't even worry about it. You don't know what you're talking about, Gary.
All right, well, we may not agree on that, but I know we agree on this.
What?
Do y'all absolutely love Red Lobster's Cheddar Bay Biscuits?
I go just for the biscuits. And
who
I leave.
Don't love those? Yeah.
It's like the next best thing on your lips,
it's
right?
Crack.
I could think of another.
I'm sure. That's why I said next can. Best. I see you.
Okay.
But guess what they have, y'all?
What?
In honor of the biscuit's 25th anniversary, Red Lobster has created a lip balm that will taste and smell just like those yummy Cheddar Bay biscuits.
If you get this chapstick, you are a fat ass.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Who wants to walk around with their lips tasting like Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Yeah, but, I mean, that's a good thing, though. I mean, like, you get your tossed salad and you get to put the cheddar biscuit on and eat that. It's good because I love them biscuits.
We won't be walking around. No, that's crazy.
Like, what would y'all do if y'all went in and kissed somebody and their lips taste and smell like them Cheddar Bay biscuits? What would y'all do?
Depends on if I was drinking or not. I might go in for the bite, darling.
Well, baby, this would never, honey, never happen to my colleague and esteemed journalist, Miss Portia Williams. But Anderson Cooper was very unhappy with a guest, and he couldn't hide it. Ooh. We'll show you what he did.
I would never.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. As we all know, the mark of a professional newscaster is to keep a straight face at all times. It's hard for me to do because I have to look at Heidi every single day. But last night, when Anderson Cooper was interviewing Kellyanne Conway on CNN, he let his poker face down. He was asking her about Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey. Uh-huh. And his poker face was gone. Take a look.
Thanks for the trip down memory lane. I was on your show often last fall saying we were going to win Michigan and how we were going to do it. So that was fun. But here's what happened today.
Well, it's being called the biggest eye roll in history. I have a feeling that Kellyanne Conway thinks that's just how people's eyes work. She talks and he's doing, like,
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if she's always going, where are people looking at?
Where are you guys looking?
That's like restless eye syndrome.
When your poker face leaves and you want to show disdain or disgust with what's... You do the cross-eyed roll.
Yo, yeah.
No, she doesn't. Not in front of people.
I feel like I'm
people.
In a Japanese and restaurant ordering sushi. You do the cross-eyed roll.
Oh, yeah, two, please. Extra wasabi.
But Heidi never does it in front of the person.
No,
the
I got behind her back and I go...
I don't really do the rolling of the eyes or the mocking to your face. I will just stare at you coldly.
You do.
You do like, do that.
Don't you feel dumber
I'm
by the second?
So uncomfortable.
See.
Sometimes that's more powerful than an eye roll.
You go back and watch all the old episodes of Dish Nation. You're going to see a lot of this.
Everybody likes to make a memorable entrance to the prom, and there's one girl who didn't take a limo. Her name's Megan Flaherty, and she's literally thinking outside the box. Take a look at this.
The outline being there is going to be the last joke.
Her personality is a little stiff.
It is so weird that she chose to do this because every single day I show up to work, I hope Heidi's going to arrive at work
Hell
the exact same
yeah.
way.
Are you ready for the Anderson Cooper eye roll? Oh, by the way, I didn't go to prom either, so I hate talking about prom stories, and I'm even more frustrated now.
Yeah, that girl went to prom, and you didn't go to prom.
No, no. It's like the girls that haven't never worn a dress like that before. That's their first night, you know, wearing it. Plus, you're getting out, and you've been laying down in a strapless dress, so everything needs to be readjusted, but everybody's looking at you, so you can't really readjust.
It's probably the first time she's ever worn a dress. She kind of looked like a softball player. Oh, she's on your side of the plate, baby.
Don't.
Oh, she's on your side of the plate.
We're really
killing it right now.
You can
bat one side or the other. You can switch hit. I don't care. Walk for damn. I don't care. Don't even swing the bat.
Eric didn't swing the bat for 30-some years. Did you? Nope.
Find me a coffin.
Well, don't forget to take part in the Mama Says competition. Just make sure you write something funny right here. Then send all of your entries to dishnation.com/Mama Says contest because you could win $500.
Don't write on your TV. That's terrible.
No, just write.
Do it on the website.
You just do it right there.
Up next, which rap star is the laughingstock of the Twitterverse? Atlanta has your answer.
Now, here's a story that should be called front page news.
What?
Because somebody got caught fronting hard.
Oh, jeez.
So Bow Wow was on social media, and he posted a pic with the caption, "Growing up hip-hop Atlanta press tour starts today. I'm on the move." Now, in this picture, you see, like, I think that's a Mercedes-Benz. You see a Sprinter van and a private jet, which, you know, is typical in this culture. You know, like, he has records under his belt. He's been on TV a lot.
Of course.
But here's the problem.
What?
The person who was on the actual flight that Bow Wow was on and posted a picture of him.
It was in a private jet.
No, it was a regular plane.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, it gets worse. They actually did a reverse Google of the picture that Bow Wow used, and it actually is from a VIP limousine service website.
Oh, my God. It's like a stock photo. He literally Googled balling, and that came up, and he posted it for his Instagram pic.
Oh, my.
First of all, people post all kind of stuff on their Instagram that ain't really the truth, and it don't matter because he fly first class all the time, and he fly private jets all the time.
It's just funny. I mean, of course, it's just
and he's getting
app.
Points from Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta because he's the executive producer of it.
Oh. So he produced that picture. Maybe he has some type of...
All right, bitch.
Maybe he has an endorsement. I think he has an endorsement
Did
with his company.
Did you just come for me, boy? Oh,
Don't come for me unless I send for you.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.